guys.
Hey.
It's the soft spot again.
It is.
I'm Julia McCullough.
I was waiting for you to say something super exciting because you go, but I guess that's just how you breathe now.
Can you pass the salt?
It's about to be your... Oh, wait. And I'm Meg Molloy.
Right.
But it's also about to be your birthday.
This might be my 40th birthday. Wow.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
I want to get a sit-down scooter.
I bet you could.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, maybe you...
I don't think they restrict it. I think if you have $500, you can get a scooter.
Really? Is that how much they cost?
I have no idea. What do you think they cost?
I have no idea. I wonder that every time I see a drunk person, like, zooming by on a bird, I'm like, how much is that scooter worth?
No, I mean, like, the... like.
I know, but like motorized things.
Oh, motorized things. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what a bird scooter costs.
I don't either.
But those sit-down ones, which are pretty sweet, and they do have different
layers. Oh, you mean like the ones where the people who gamble in Atlantic City?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
That's official vehicle of Atlantic City.
They have a really funny name. It's like the...
Scoot around.
Something like, no, it's
the
like
scoot and gamble.
It's like the skip or something.
The scoot,
like,
and smoke. They all smoke. They smoke like chimneys.
Yeah, it's the they look like fun, and I think there's probably, you know, you can get like one with all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get like loaded with options,
right?
Or you can get.
It doesn't even look necessarily like a wheelchair. It's just like a jet powered chair. It's like a chair with an engine attached.
Yeah, I would say it looks like that. I mean, it looks, but it's got handlebars, which is pretty sweet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can get different colors.
Yeah.
I mostly see red and black. I would look into some kind of golden option.
Like a custom paint situation.
Yeah. Maybe some flames.
I do come from the land of candy paint.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. Candy paint?
Candy paint.
What's that?
You know, in Houston, everybody gets like custom, they get custom paint jobs.
On their cars?
Yeah.
It's called candy paint?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Candy apple green.
Oh,
and, like,
nice.
Shiny green. Yeah.
I bet Guy Fieri's scooter is going to be, first of all, it's going to happen any day now, but it's also for him.
I don't know. He's like out and about living his life.
That's true. He's not as big as
his brand. Did you see? He just got a
brand.
Hollywood, he just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah. And when you step on it, you get diarrhea immediately.
I don't think he really eats all that stuff.
No, he doesn't. He takes one bite, then he's like, he like spits it into his assistant's hands.
Ugh. It's so funny. It's like a wine tasting, but he's tasting like
a cheesesteak.
Like deep fried cheesesteak.
Yeah.
And then he like swishes it around in his mouth and then spits it into a fancy chalice that's off camera. That's how I like to imagine that going.
I feel like Guy Fieri's
Fieri.
His behind the scenes would be pretty illuminating.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think it'll ever come out.
There's
too many secrets.
His life is a mystery to me. What about, do you remember that video that came out a few years ago of him like fighting his hairdresser?
You told me about it, but I never saw it.
God, I gotta rewatch it.
For those of us who have not seen it, just if you do a quick summary.
He like beats the shit out of his hairdresser and throws him out of his car. Or they say it was his hairdresser, but who knows? He beat the shit out of somebody.
He was passionate. It was a crime of passion,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, his hair is his signature, so...
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make assumptions that anything else was going on. His hair alone is enough.
Yeah.
To get that mad about.
It's true.
But if he's a pro, and he's his guy, I mean, he's not going to mess it up.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
If you were doing somebody's hair for a long
time...
When
that's your aesthetic, it's like, well, what does this person consider messed up?
Right.
If that's the look that you feel is like the good look, then what's the bad look?
You don't think Guy has a very precise idea of what his hair is supposed to look like?
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably
right.
But
if it does get screwed up, he could just buy one of those visors that have his hair already in them.
Yeah, that's
and just
true.
Wear that. When he goes bald and starts wearing those, no one will ever know.
I don't even know how old he is.
No one does.
He's one of those people that's just like kind of evergreen in my mind.
Yeah.
You know? He's always been the same age. I don't know if I see him really getting that much older, like, or you know what's going to happen? All of a sudden, one day, he's going to be crazy old.
Right. He's going to fall off a cliff.
He's going to show up in Flavortown, and he's going to be crazy old, and we're going to be like, when did that happen?
Yeah. I got to check Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.com. Yeah, he seems like someone. I think it's all the preservatives and the processed meat are really keeping him tight.
Yeah, all that salt's really keeping things fresh.
Did you know, we're all over the place in this intro, but I'm having fun. Did you know that our bodies take 20 years longer to decompose after we die now because of all the preservatives in our food than they did 100 years ago?
Ew.
Isn't that gross?
That's fucking gross.
It's like Doritos are keeping us around too long.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't eat straight up Doritos. I eat mine in the form of Dorito Loco Tacos.
But right. So it's more of a health food.
I could imagine there's all kinds of stuff in there that's just keeping me supple.
Yeah.
Do you want to be buried or do you want to be cremated? Speaking of keeping your body preserved.
I feel like it's weird to be buried. Yeah. I don't understand that. It doesn't feel...
I feel like it's a greedy little bitch move, honestly.
You know how I would feel comfortable being buried? In a very compostable box, like a pine box, would be fine for me.
Yeah.
Because that does nothing to the earth.
Throw me in a pod and make me grow into like a tree or something.
That's another way to go. But
yeah.
I like the cremated thing. I understand the cremated thing because of, you know, for like mobility.
Yeah.
And you can spread it, and that's cool.
You can spread it. Are we talking about peanut butter or human remains?
You can have Salt Bay.
You can spread it.
How much would that cost?
You can put it in a milkshake.
I wonder if you could have Salt Bay spread your ashes for you.
Oh, that's funny. I bet that's like a thing.
I bet all the famous meme account people will go that way.
Oh, look, alternative burial methods. He's on it. Look, organic burial pods.
Oh, that's a
biodegradable
thing.
Biodegradable urns.
Had you known about that?
Heavens above fireworks. That's it for
what?
Me. That's what I want to do.
That's not clickable.
You could be a pencil, a diamond ring,
artful ashes.
I have heard of, like, there are these memento mori rings where you can get, like, pieces of someone's hair, like in a cool design,
or like a tooth,
or ash, or a tooth.
I would get a tooth sticking straight up, the root sticking
like
straight
knuckle.
Up. Yeah, like a brass knuckle.
I like that.
But it's grandma's tooth.
Mm.
You know
that. Feel-
you better watch your mouth, or you're gonna catch grandma's incisor.
I don't know. That feels very like caveman.
I'm
kind of into it.
Did I say incisor right? That's a word I've only ever read, and I've never said out loud.
Incisor.
Okay.
I think so.
Not incisor.
I
bet British people say incisor.
Yeah, so you're right either way.
Yeah, they also say aluminium.
Somewhere in the world they say it like that, so you're fine.
How do you want to go?
I think I want to be fireworks. Now that I know that you can be made into
fireworks,
I for sure 100%. Can this be like a legal thing where I say this right now?
What?
And somebody's got to hear this and know I mean it.
Yeah.
I don't have a lawyer, but hear me now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be shot up into the air. And made into fireworks.
I want mine.
But a smiley face.
Yeah. If they can design it, that would be great.
Yeah.
I want mine on the 4th of July with regular fireworks. So people are like, ooh.
Heavens above fireworks.
Ah.
It's changing the way we say goodbye to our loved ones. And by changing, I mean sending you or your loved one off in a spectacular fashion. They offer quite a few different firework displays depending on what you're looking for. There's got to be a smiley face in there. Wow, they've been doing this since 2004. That's so cool.
I think it's really funny to have fireworks go off and people go, aww.
I know. No, I want fireworks to go off and I want like some Pitbull to start playing.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be sad.
That's so funny. Fireworks.
Yeah.
I gotta see how much that is.
I want mine to feel like a kegger on the beach.
I mean, talk about spreading your ashes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. Isn't it weird to think that everyone standing under the fireworks is going to get a little bit of you on them?
It's kind of nice.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. It's like they're spreading your pollen, but you're dead.
Yeah. It's true. It's totally true.
Well, speaking of death days.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about birthdays for the soft spot today, because my birthday is on tomorrow.
It's on today. People are hearing it today.
Oh, this is coming out tomorrow? Today?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
It's my birthday. It's your birthday.
And
what are you going to do? Oh, you're not going to do anything because...
Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Because I've asked you for 3 months and you have been like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna think about that and I'll get back to you.
I wish I knew more about the Enneagram thing because I want to get into it.
Well, I think it probably just means that, you know, you can't make up your mind. And...
It's not that simple. So at home, Enneagram personalities, if you already know, you already know.
Well, we've talked about them a bunch now.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever really broken them down, have we? I guess we did with Joe a little bit.
I don't think that you're in a position to break these down.
I can break it down. I know how to say it,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I know
Maybe.
What mine is.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, I've been asking you. Mm-hmm. You haven't answered. So as of now, the plan is TBD. We'll figure it out.
I have a hard time asking for what I want in a focused way.
Yeah.
I admit that I can be very selfish and do things that I want to do,
mm-hmm.
but to think about myself in that way and what I enjoy and to like ask people to make that happen feels really strange to me.
I get it. I've always felt weird about being like, come out for my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what if you don't really like me?
Yeah. Or what if you don't really like Western themed bars?
Yeah.
And I'm making you come to this thing where, yeah. you know.
I don't know. I never like to make like a big fuss. I like to be with my friends and I go to the same restaurant every year.
I'm down with like, just be nice to me, even if I say something shitty. Just like, be nice to me all
just
day.
Just deal with it.
Yeah.
Just deal with your toot just all day.
You know what? Just be me to me.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Well, you're going to make a lot of puns and that'll be painful, but...
you're telling me.
But you'll let everything go is the... No, I don't know. I We're going to go out to dinner, which will be nice.
Yeah.
A romantic place.
Anyways, how does 40 feel? Does 40 feel different? Does 40 feel different than 39?
You know, I tried to run. We went to the Strawberry Festival
mm-hmm.
in NorCal this weekend.
Oh, you just did that, didn't
yeah.
you?
Well, I saw a bunch of hats that said that, so it's in my head. We went to, it's in Grass Valley, California, which is like a... retired hippie paradise,
mm-hmm.
which is that accurate?
Yeah.
It was a gold mining town, so it's all very like Western and like gold mining themed.
Saloon doors and but stuff like that.
And it's wonderful. It's extremely white.
Yeah. The like, lack of diversity was...
Like end of the world white.
A little bit scary.
Like Swedish white.
Yeah.
It was like Sweden.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful town, and they have a strawberry festival every year, which is like a music festival that's like supposed to be bluegrass, but it's not really.
No.
Anyway, we went to that, and it was wonderful, and I forget why I brought that up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, what, does it feel different to be 40? I had to run to the car
uh-huh.
for blankets for the girls,
uh-huh.
and it hurt so bad to run.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, I was trying in my mind. I
don't know. That could be the cookie pizza that you ate. Or the plate of pad thai.
Does it work that fast?
Or any of the festival foods that you had.
It didn't hurt.
I don't know if it has so much to do with your age.
Or my lifestyle choices.
Or your lifestyle choices.
It didn't hurt in the food parts. It hurt in my legs and ankles.
I love the random internet ads where you get like a hard-bodied like guy and he's like, I'm 92 years old and I do CrossFit every day.
Yeah.
So... and I never know if those are real, but that always makes me laugh. Could be that guy.
Those are usually for testosterone.
I know. They're
things.
Like, does your wiener need a little nudge?
Yeah. Does your lady have a hard time listening? Well, why don't you get way more aggro about it? Yeah, that's funny. It's like they're basically like sick of being henpecked for 40 years. Get your balls back with T-Town.
Yikes.
But I'm definitely going to get that stuff. And then I'll know what it's like to have testosterone
for the
first time.
Well, happy birthday
to me. Yeah, hey-o. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is like it was hard to pinpoint why or where the pain is, and I guess that's getting older.
It just hurt all over.
It just hurts to do things like run.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to run through it and be like, I don't feel this, but it was tough.
Yeah. No, I'm not a runner.
One thing I will, if I'm allowed to pontificate for a second.
I guess we could always edit it out.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Be ready with the button. I'm about to think stuff.
Oh, God.
No, I was going to say, turning 40, you have this weird feeling, and mm-hmm. you will get there one day. You don't know what it's like yet, but you will.
Okay.
I feel like they always say the older you get, the more you realize you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling like I know everything. I'm
right.
feeling like I know less.
Yeah.
And I am excited to learn. I'm excited to still learn a little bit about what makes me work and how to improve it. Before, I think in my 20s, I was obsessed with, like, what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just, like, be like, and that's what's wrong with me. And then walk through life. But now I'm like, how do I make this better? Because sometimes I feel like, is it too late anyway? Like, I'm almost, I'm 40.
I keep wondering when I'm going to feel like a grown-up. You know, I keep,
yeah.
I'm like, am I going to feel like I know I'm making the right choices? Am I going to feel like I really cooked an actual meal without fucking any of it up? Am I going to feel like I'm not, I don't know, ruining my kid's life every time?
I know.
I don't know. Every time
you have a conversation
but
with
them. But I keep waiting for that. And I don't think that ever really happens for most people.
I don't think there's a...
Maybe for narcissists, but I don't...
Well, they felt that way since they were...
Yeah.
12.
Must be cool to walk through life thinking you're right in everything you do.
Yeah.
I mean that.
And it must be a mystery as to why so many other people have a problem with it. I think you're excellent at being an adult.
Thanks.
What
is that? Because I have 3 different vape pens in my bag.
Yes, because you only smoke the appropriate one for the activity. That's very adult. You're good at moderation. You're excellent
at
moderation.
If I were a teenager, I'd only have a Juul, but I have 3 different vape pens.
Yeah. What do you think it would take? What do you see as adult in other people that you think you would make you
an
adult?
Let's talk about birthday parties. Yeah, no, really. Let's
you don't
talk
want to do
about,
it?
Matt's starting to feel a little Dr. Phil in here. Let's talk about birthday parties.
Okay.
What was your first birthday party that you can remember, or first notable birthday where you like did something cool? Did your mom make you a cake?
The earliest cake I remember is still my favorite cake, which is probably because it was my first, to be honest, right? Yeah. Isn't that how the brain works?
Yeah.
My mom made a chocolate cake with cream cheese frosting.
Nice.
Straight up basic, looked like a homemade cake, like it wasn't really a shape. I mean, it was a circle, ish, you know, but it looked like homemade. It didn't look like... This was before, like, Pinterest, way before.
Yeah.
So I feel like back then, like
38 years ago was way before Pinterest.
It was.
Yes.
I feel like in the old days, which is when I was around, there were people that were extremely good at certain things, you know, like people that were just really talented at making pies or, you know, working on cars or painting a house or whatever, you know, and they were really good at it and they always did a good job at it. Right. But it wasn't like a Pinteresty thing to do. It was just like, oh, that's Bob. He's great at painting houses. He should paint your house.
Yeah.
And some, you know, people could bake really well. Uh-huh. But they weren't, like, posting it, obviously, or
there
whatever.
There was nowhere to post it, bro.
No, there was nowhere to post it. But I think most people didn't start to try to really aspire to that for any other cultural pressure. Like, you just did your best job.
It was nice to just be good at something and not have to fucking brag.
Good
the
enough
whole
was fine.
Yeah.
Good enough was fine.
Yeah.
And now everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
And it's a shame.
It's a real bummer.
So she made me a good enough cake, and I loved it. I remember that.
I love a homemade cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. My first, we didn't do like parties. We weren't a very social family.
Yeah.
In the casual social sense. And we grew up in city, in the city. So it wasn't like there was some kind of like PTA organization or like suburban, you know, community. It wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. I was going to an out of district school in a big city. So there was no like.
Did they celebrate birthdays at your school?
I don't remember that.
School used to release a lot earlier, so you were probably out of school by the time your birthday came around.
Yeah, probably. I don't... May 20th. No, yeah, maybe. I don't remember birthdays at all.
I remember at Ferguson Elementary, my elementary school, I remember they used to say the birthdays on the loudspeaker at announcement time in the morning.
Oh,
and I remember
that's pretty cool.
December 5th every year, I was like, fuck yeah, everybody's about to know his birthday.
Say my name.
Say my name. And then it was always, without fail, Megan Molly.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday today, Meg and Molly.
Oh, man.
My whole life.
Ugh. Couldn't you go in there in the morning and be like, look.
Look. I know you're about to go live with these announcements, but I need you to put an O in there.
I know.
The O is in there. You're just ignoring it.
I know you as a person, lady, are, you know, allotted a certain number of O's in your day, and you don't want to be wasting them.
Right. But can you please just throw me one for my fucking birthday?
Throw me a bone.
But yeah, I loved having it announced, but I was not like big on birthday parties either. I think I always had a lot of anxiety around, like, if I invite the right people, or what if someone feels left out, mm-hmm. and, oh God, this is all starting to feel overwhelming. Yeah. Never mind. I'm just not going to do anything.
My parents were good about, we had no money, like literally, like very razor thin margins. So we didn't get like toys and stuff normal, like throughout the year. It was like birthday and Christmas, and then you play with that, mm-hmm. you know? So I was really excited about that. And I always got like they've figured out a present or whatever, but it would just be me and my dad and my sister and my mom.
Yeah.
You know, and it was still exciting, and they would be very thoughtful.
I can remember some of the gifts I got. I, of course, can't remember which years I got them. I definitely got, if you listen to the Beth Stelling episode, mm-hmm. you'll know what we're talking about here. I got one of those big troll dolls, mm-hmm. which I held on to and like drooled on. And it was just like a gross matted nest of troll doll hair. Yeah. But I loved it. I got that.
What year was that around?
That probably was around like 1990.
So five.
I was like five, mm-hmm. five or six maybe. I also loved Cabbage Patch Kids. Mm-hmm. I had one named Nora. I don't.
That's a very adult name for a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah, I don't even remember where her. I don't remember if that was like her given name or.
You sure they didn't give you the mom to all the Cabbage Patch Kids?
I know. She had red hair and a purple like velour tracksuit on.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Nora looked like a Nora. You know what's funny?
Did she have ankle weights?
Whenever I watch Stranger Things, which I never finished, Barb.
Big fan.
I know. Everybody loved. I was like, Barb reminds me kind of Nora. Like her aesthetic kind of reminds me, because it was just like shocking red hair, mm-hmm. and like purple velour.
But she had like old lady glasses too.
Yes.
Didn't she? Yeah.
Yes. And I don't think that my Nora had glasses, because I don't think Cabbage Patch Dolls did. But mm-hmm. Nora felt like she should have glasses.
Yeah.
You hear the name Nora and you're like, she's got to wear glasses, right? She's got to be spectacled. Bespectacled?
Mm-hmm. Bespectacled.
A bespectacled bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those were two very notable.
Six was a big one for me as well. Yeah. This is a fun story of me remembering being an asshole when I was six.
Already love this story.
So we were in San Francisco, and we, for two or three years, my grandparents also lived in San Francisco. They moved from Philadelphia to live in San Francisco. They loved it, but couldn't find a friend group strong enough, and then they went home. But we spent the day with them, and I never got enough of their house. Like, I just loved going to hang out with Yon Pops, and it was, like, my favorite thing to do. So we were doing that all day. I'm sure they gave me, like, a cool present, like, you know, clothes or whatever. So I'm just having a blast. We're in the marina, which is, like, the nice part of San Francisco. You can see the water, and I was just, like, having fun. And then my parents were, like, I had school the next day and everything, and they were, like, we got to go home. And I was, like, I don't want to go home. And I think I threw a fit because I didn't want to go home. Yeah. And I was, like, it's my fucking birthday.
That checks out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't a tantrum kid, but I was probably like being a real little wiener about it. And they finally talked me into going home. And mm-hmm. now it's dark. Mm-hmm. I get home, they open the door, and I have a brand new bike.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was my first bike. It was a BMX. It was red and white.
I bet you felt bad for being an asshole.
Yeah. I felt worse because I cried so long that it got dark and I couldn't ride it. I had to wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this story.
Yep. And then loved that. I mean, whew, I can still, you know, those things like that you can remember. I remember what it felt like to sit on it. I remember what the tires smelled like. I remember everything. I loved that bike and didn't have it very long. It got stolen.
That's so sad.
Not my fault. It was a rough.
But it kind of is.
Well, it was a rough neighborhood. It was going to go.
That's kind of crazy. You think about it, you were 5 or 6 years old, so this bike is like essentially toy sized. So whoever stole it knew, I'm stealing a really little kid's bike.
I think my dad, if I remember this correctly, my dad was like, that was what bugged him the most. He was like, who steals a fucking kid's bike?
Yeah.
You know, for a 6 year old.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
So just think, if it would have happened now, you would have had a GoFundMe, and then you would have been on like the Ellen Show or something.
Well, cut to indiscriminate amount of time later because kids, we have no concept of time. But for a while, I went without the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, we're doing laundry down the street at the laundromat, me and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up. I'll never forget. It's so weird how we remember stuff this clearly. He walked up in a tracksuit. Mm-hmm. He had like a black and white Adidas tracksuit. This is 1985 in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a silver bike with blue tires. And it was an awesome bike, but it didn't look like a store-bought bike. It was obviously like it was like different parts, composite parts.
Right.
But it was awesome. And the guy goes, you want to buy this bike? To my dad. And it was a kid's bike for my size. A little bit big for me, but like I could ride it. And my dad was like, he knew it was shady, but he was like, how much? And the guy was like, $50 or whatever. And whatever at the time, that was like, you couldn't get a bike cheaper than that, like a new one. I'm sure mine was like over 100. And my dad was like, he knew that this dude just stole a kid's bike and was selling it on the street, which is exactly what happened to me.
Circle of life, baby.
And my dad was like, I'll fucking take it. And he bought me that bike on the spot. And I was like, oh my God, it was the coolest fucking moment ever. And I had that bike for a real long time and learned my lesson. And a kid, I was riding that bike down, you've heard this story, at the playground. And these two kids walked up to me and one was like, get off that bike. And I was like, no. And the little kid nodded to the big kid and the big kid punched me in the face. And like the Lenny and Squiggy or whatever. And so I took the hit, stayed on my bike, lost a baby tooth, and
Tough
stuff. They walked away. And then I looked over and there was a homeless guy that watched the whole thing. And I was like, I just saw an adult. And I was like, where were you on this?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess he didn't feel grown up enough to interject.
He's like, I'm not really an adult. I've never really been able to do that. So that's my young one.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or that is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Nope, I'm good.
That quick answer says it all. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours.
This is not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas.
The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. I appreciate that because that was always one of my least favorite things to do, sitting in the waiting room, like looking at people thinking, yeah. You know, I have problems. I know you have problems. Where, you know, it's just so nice to be able to do it on your own without making a thing of it.
I also really appreciate that you can like just ask a question.
Yeah.
Because how many times have I been in therapy where I'm like writing stuff down and I'm like, got it. So on Thursday when this thing happens, I have to remember this advice or whatever.
Right.
And then Thursday comes and it's like, what?
You can reach out to them in the moment when something is occurring
That's
to
amazing.
You or, you know, when a problem arises. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
So visit betterhelp.com/softspot. And join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So SoftSpot listeners get 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/softspot.
Looking for something to give your dad or celebrate your new grad?
Get them a one-size-fits-all gift like a new oral health routine with Quip.
The guiding features make sticking to good habits simple, and signing them up for a subscription helps them save and refresh their brush on time. It's kind of awesome because Quip comes to you whenever you need a new brush head. They are delivered to you every 3 months, and it's just $5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's way cheaper than even buying like a top of the line toothbrush at like the drugstore.
Yeah. And if you don't know about Quip is an amazing electrical toothbrush. It's like the best one on the market.
And it's beautiful.
It is. It's stylish looking. You can display it in your bathroom and feel cool about it. And what it has a timer on it, and it vibrates for 2 minutes, because that's how long you should be brushing your teeth, not less.
But it pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides.
That's right.
And that's crucial, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean our teeth evenly, which is so gross.
Yeah. And they also have a kid's brush.
Yeah.
The new kid's brush is the same as the original version, just tweaked for size down mouths. Kids are inspired to brush better and more often with oral care that looks and feels like the products the adults in their life use, and they're proud to use Quip.
Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. They're backed by over 25,000 dental professionals and have thousands of verified five-star reviews. This is where I get to tell you that even my dad, a member of the American Dental Association and a cosmetic dentist, he uses Quip.
He used our promo code to order it, and he loves it.
And he loves it.
So if you go to getquip.com/softspot right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. It starts at just $25, but if you go to getquip.com/softspot, you can get the first refill pack for free.
It's kind of great. I think it's a wonderful present. It's a present that I would like to get, because we're in this moment of everybody taking self-care and self-love more seriously. And what's nicer than encouraging someone you love to use a fancy, beautiful toothbrush?
For 2 minutes.
Exactly. So Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/softspot right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's right. Get it for free at getquip.com/softspot.
Cove is on a mission to make migraines less of a headache. Anyone who's had a migraine headache knows that they're the absolute worst. Now it's a little easier to treat your condition from the comfort of your own home thanks to Cove.
Waiting for a doctor's visit or paying expensive copays is a thing of the past. Cove can make sense of your migraine headaches to better understand what triggers them and what you can do to reduce the severity and frequency.
There is no medical insurance necessary. The cost for your doctor consultation and first month of treatment is $30 with or without medical insurance.
That's amazing. Migraines are personal, therefore each treatment plan is too. After your consultation, your doctor creates and tailors an individual course of treatment meant for you. A few weeks after you begin your treatment, Cove will reach out through their secure patient portal to check on how you're feeling.
A doctor who is licensed to practice medicine in the state you live in will be the one who prescribes your monthly medication and oversees your progress. This is legit. Cove offers both acute and preventive medications. All migraine medication prescribed by Cove's doctors is FDA approved.
This is kind of great right now. I know a lot of people don't have insurance, and migraines can seem like such a huge and expensive problem to tackle. So it's kind of nice to have an option like this where it doesn't matter if you do or don't have insurance.
Yeah.
For a limited time, you'll get your doctor consultation and first month of treatment for just $30. No medical insurance required. Visit withcove.com/softspot. That's withcove, withcove.com/softspot. I have a bike story, but I don't think it's... I guess it was either before a birthday or maybe Christmas. I was at Toys R Us, rest in peace, with my dad. And he was like, well, which bike do you think you like?
Backwards, rest in peace.
He was like, which bike do you like? And I don't know, I was probably like in kindergarten. And I was like, I want that one. And this story has been retold to me. I don't remember it clearly. Mm-hmm. I remember the end of it clearly. And he's like, the one at the top? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, how about a lower one? Because my dad, I don't know if you know anything about me or my family, but we don't like asking for help. And so my dad was like, I can't reach that. How about a lower one? And I was like, no, Tim, I want the bike on the top shelf. And my dad, like, I don't know if he jumped up or if he tried to climb up.
This is crazy.
He tried to like climb up and grab the bike.
They're locked up there.
A tiny Barbie bike with streamers and the whole fucking wall of bikes fell on my neck.
Tim, if you're listening, Tim.
I know. And he says, I don't remember this part. I remember the wall of bikes falling and being like, oh my God, we've got to get out of here. He says that I looked at him and I was like, Dad, get up. You're embarrassing me. Isn't that crazy? What a little shit.
I can't tell if you really said that or not.
I can't really tell if I said it or not.
I can see it going both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know.
That was Parr's signature phrase to me when we were growing up.
You're embarrassing
don't
me.
Don't embarrass me.
I used to say that to my parents a lot. By the way, few people had any awareness as to how lame you are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, you wish people knew I was with you.
Yeah.
embarrassing my sister included talking to people at all.
Mm-hmm.
And existing.
I know.
Those were my, yeah. Don't embarrass me. She, especially, I remember a big one was Halloween. Every time people answered the door when we were trick-or-treating, I would ask them what they did for a living because I wanted to buy a house like theirs. And my sister was like, stop asking people what they do for a living.
Well, yeah.
I was six. This is the same time period.
That's pretty funny. If a six-year-old asked me what I did for a living, I would probably have an existential crisis. So many things.
None of your fucking business,
None
kid.
None of your business. So many things.
That happened. One guy, I remember, we were in St. Francis Wood, which is like the mansions part of San Francisco because you get the big candy. So my parents would drop us off in like the safe rich part and then we would do that. We would get like the full Snickers and stuff. And I knocked on a door and a guy answered and I go, and it was this mansion and he had like scraggly hair. And I go, what do you do for a living? And Parr's like, oh. And he's like, nothing, man. I was just asleep on that couch over there. My parents own this place.
I was like,
whoa, a loser. I never met a loser before.
A rich loser.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's crazy. That bike story is insane.
I know.
Damn.
I know.
Why?
We don't like asking for help. We don't do it. We don't do it.
I like doing things like that. Also, I would never do something that crazy. I would never reach for a top shelf
bike. Do you know how many road trips we've been on where we've gone miles
in the wrong direction?
Miles in the wrong direction. When you have to like. Back when you either only had a map or maybe a little later on when you could print it out from MapQuest.
Yeah.
But my dad was like, we don't need to ask anybody
for
help.
If you didn't have the constellations memorized, you didn't know where you were going.
Yeah. And now I'm like that. I'm like, I'll totally die before I'll ask anyone for help. Ever.
It makes me feel better because I thought, with stuff like that, I always thought like I was the only one. Everybody else knows where they're going.
Mm-mm.
But it's nice to know that a family
with
five women,
yeah,
was like, this is probably right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know.
So, what's the next memorable birthday you have?
I had a birthday whenever I was in first grade was like my real first party.
Mm-hmm.
Got a pair of LA Gears.
Nice.
Never forget that.
Nice. Do you remember the colorway?
They were like white and they lit up red, which was like the hot shit.
Lit up?
They lit up.
LA Gears. Oh, you're older. You're younger than I am.
I am.
I was like, our LA Gears didn't light up.
Yeah, no, I had a pair that lit up and they had lace. Laces.
I remember the. I remember those.
I was like, these are like hot bitch cheerleader shoes.
Do you remember the LA Gears that had like the gill? It looked like a gill to me, a fish gill, where it was like leather, but it was like twist.
Like a vent, so that
it looked like a vent.
Breathe.
Yeah, but it was like different. The leather would be one color on the inside and another on the outside. LA Gears were complicated.
Yeah,
they were nice.
Yeah, but I got a pair of LA Gears. I remember I got the. I got a bunch of Barbie shit,
mm-hmm.
and I got a bunch of troll doll stuff. Was super into troll dolls.
That's pretty cool. This was a party at your house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a crush on a boy?
No, I was very not there.
Yeah.
Nope. Didn't. Wasn't crushing on anybody then.
That's good.
I remember I had
You were just doing you.
I remember there was a boy named Diego in my class, and looking back, I'm like, oh, Diego is definitely gay. And I was like, I like him. He makes me feel safe.
You're
and
already,
that's who I am.
You're already feeling the male gaze in first grade. That's good, though. I remember another notable one I remember, and I don't remember how old I was. I'm going to say 9. they took me, I was allowed to take, pick one friend, which was nice of them to say it that way. They were like, you can pick one, knowing full well I had one.
Yeah.
Look at your many friends and pick one. I know it's hard. And I'm like, I guess I'll bring Brian. So I took Brian Campbell. That's his real name. I just remembered that. That's crazy. And we went to like one of those just like gaming places where it's like arcade, go-karts, the whole thing.
Mm.
It looked like a castle.
Mr. Gaddy's?
I don't know. It was outside San Francisco. I don't know.
Did you ever go to Mr. Gaddy's? Did they have those around you?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, I went to Mr. Gaddy's for a couple of birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was, but I remember that was like, that felt fantastic. I remember being so excited about that. That was a great day.
That's
getting to
cool.
do whatever you want. Quarters like crazy. Played Rampage. The arcade game. That's the one where the animals break the buildings.
Oh.
The Rock just made a movie of Rampage. It's fine. it's very boy stuff.
I used to love going to Mr. Gaddy's for my birthday because I was like, they have cinnamon pizza.
What?
Yeah. Did you never eat there?
No.
They had a pizza that was like pizza dough,
mm-hmm.
but with like all of the stuff from cinnamon. It was like a deconstructed cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll eat the whole thing. And yes, I'll have a slice of birthday cake. Thank you.
What about other kids' birthdays? Like, do you remember? I remember there was a place called Pizza and Pipes outside San Francisco, which was a huge pipe organ, like the old timey church kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had they had like a few arcade games and it was pizza. And like almost every kid had their party.
Ours
there.
Was Discovery Zone.
Oh, yeah. I never saw one of those as a kid, but they look fun.
There was one on the television show. I don't know if you've heard of it. Babysitter's Club.
Oh, yeah. Discovery Zone wasn't in the books, so I don't know about it.
They didn't call it by its name, but anybody who knew when they saw it on there. It was like all primary colors, like the tubing that you crawl through.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, I think, oh, my God, that must have been so scary because it was just like a two-story place with mm-hmm. really high, you just crawl. I can't imagine doing that now.
Yeah.
I'd have a panic attack and be like, get me out of here. But I loved it whenever
well,
I was
Well, our girls
kid.
Would love it.
Yeah.
I think they still have them.
Yeah,
we
probably.
Should look into that. But yeah, I remember, I don't remember, can you remember the feeling of like your birthday coming?
Yeah.
When you're a kid and it mattered so much.
I don't think that I got that excited about my birthday coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I got excited about? A Great American Cookie Company cake.
Oh, yeah.
That I got every single year for
Ooh,
my birthday.
Those are so good.
I know.
Ugh.
My mom got me one of those. Like, that was my jam. She mm-hmm. knew that was what I wanted. That's like my favorite garbage thing to eat.
Those are amazing.
They're the best. They're also like 9,000 calories
yeah.
a slice. It's hard to eat that as a grown up knowing. But as a kid, I was like, I'll eat the whole thing. Challenge me.
I love whoever was like the first person to think outside the box and was like, fuck it. I'm making a whole cake out of this cookie.
Yeah.
Why not make a giant cookie?
Yeah.
Who's going to stop me?
And a perfectly chewy, soft cookie with the best fucking icing. Oh,
this
icing.
Is America.
Yeah.
If I want to make a giant cookie and call it a cake, I'll do it.
Yeah. And
that,
what better name than the Great American Cookie Company?
Is there anything more American?
You sound like, don't fuck with me, dude. I know about cookies. I am the Great American Cookie Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I haven't had one of those in a while. And then as a grown up,
Mrs. Fields is like the same. That's
nah,
like
nah.
Well, I'm saying
not measure up.
Of course not. I'm
no
saying
one can
that's
touch
like
it.
The that's like the same
or
type of company.
Nestle does cookie cakes, but get out of here with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. I had a couple of grown up cakes, Momofuku.
Mm-hmm.
Love Momofuku. Kind of the same thing where I'm like, I'll eat this whole thing. And then I have half a slice and I'm like, I will barf everywhere. It's crazy how much sugar is in those.
So as an adult, what is your perfect birthday?
Huh. I don't know.
Do you want alone time? Do
yeah,
you want,
yeah. I think as an adult, I want to be shipped off to like a 5-star hotel and
uh-huh.
have
it's a spa treatment,
like mud rubbed on my face.
You want web access or do you want?
Nah, I don't want to mess with my phone. I don't want.
You don't
want
to hear happy
yeah,
birthday.
I want to go into like a sensory deprivation tank.
Uh huh. I can do that.
I want to be smacked with the leaves.
Hey, you want sensory deprivation? Come to my act.
Okay. Someone lock me in a chamber and throw away the key. No, I want to, I'm like a spa day. We don't even have to tell anyone it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody to know. Except if you want to give me money, I'll take your money.
Okay.
And also, I want to end the day with a Great American Cookie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say some lovin', but no. It was a cookie cake.
You can keep your lovin'. I want my cookies.
So you mentioned the cookie pizza earlier, and I just have to say, we're at this festival, and I'm talking about this because we're talking about a cookie cake.
Yeah.
And I see a kid walk by. He was like 6'3". He was definitely like 15 years old, but he was 6'3", dark hair, dark eyes, perfect bone structure. He looked like a model, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's casually walking with a it's a slice of pizza-sized slice of something.
Yeah.
But it's brown, and it's got chocolate in it. And I'm like, what the fuck? First of all,
he was probably planted there because I didn't see anyone else that
looked like
fit
that.
This description yeah. there.
No, I mean, he was lanky, but he was great. And so, but he was like, you know, a cool teen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just eating this thing like it was a potato chip. It was just like nothing. And I'm like, where the fuck? I want to be like that guy.
Where the fuck did he get that metabolism from is what
right?
I want to know.
Exactly.
But,
and then I turned around and it was right there.
Yeah.
The cookie pizza.
You asked me if
it's
you should
pizza
do
dough.
It. And yeah. I said, yeah, because I want to eat some of that.
How would you describe this thing?
It kind of tasted like pizza.
Cooked in the same oven as the pizza.
Because it's definitely cooked in the same stone or whatever as the pizza. There's like a lingering garlicky pizza like aroma to
there
it.
Was.
But it's a dessert. So if you can get past that, or maybe you're a garbage person like me who kind of loves that.
Because
I was like, it's like another note.
Is
like,
that mushroom?
It's like if you smell a candle and there's like an added note of something you really love. Mm-hmm. I appreciated it. But it was basically like a Great American cookie, but definitely not as good because nobody can touch that. There weren't quite enough chocolate chips for my taste.
There were not.
It was,
I agree with you.
It was like a cookie baked into a cookie dough.
But the dough, I felt like was their pizza dough, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely pizza dough.
And so it was a little bit savory.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Utter garbage, but it was delicious.
It was great.
It was good.
I was like, I'm definitely going to order this and have like three bites and throw the rest away. And I ate 95% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now that we know you're preserving your corpse, it's like you're doing kind of good things for yourself when you eat stuff
that's
like
true.
That.
Do you remember your 21st birthday?
Yes. I have a good...
The first half, anyway?
I have a good... 21st birthday came and went. Didn't think much of it. My birthday landed right before finals, as it did every year. So I was kind of like, oh, whatever. And I had been like illegally going to bars for a while, and it was in Austin, and nobody really cared. So
how'd you get into bars, by the way?
A lot of them did not check for IDs.
Oh, okay. In a college town like Austin.
Yeah. I definitely got thrown out a few times, but I never had a fake ID.
Okay.
I was like in my pajamas on my bed, and my friends Joseph and Chris came pounding on my sliding glass door window because I lived alone, which was terrifying.
To help people imagine this, by the way, Joseph and Chris are not your typical Joseph and Chris.
No, they're like
gorgeous art gay,
beautiful
men,
not scary dudes. But I was like, oh my God, I lived alone and not in the best neighborhood, but it was them. And they're like, get up, bitch. They're like, put on some clothes, put on some heels, get up. And so I got up, got dressed really quickly, and basically just went to all of the gay bars that I had been going to.
But now you didn't have to worry.
But now I didn't have to worry about getting tossed out.
Now you had to earn getting kicked out.
Yeah, but I did. I definitely did. At Rain, as it's called, there was hardly anyone there.
Gay wieners.
It was like a Tuesday. No, I'm not like that.
I know you aren't.
I was very much in my own world. I like threw off my heels and was like trying to do a sexy dance with like the Christmas tree, and it's just like an empty dance floor, and like Cyndi Lauper is blasting, and they're like, I don't know, this place is made to accommodate hundreds of people, mm-hmm. and there were maybe like 8 other people there.
It was like a Tuesday,
and I was like, come on guys, it's my birthday, and just double fisting vodka tonics and also amaretto sours. Ooh. Which I know. Me and my friend Amanda used to drink those, and I would go into like a diabetic shock if I tried to do that now.
Yeah.
But I was like humping this Christmas tree and like doing jump splits on the dance floor and like really trying to create a mood, and yeah. nobody was following. And I like went down in the splits, and my friend Chris said that I went down. I looked up, I like lifted my head up and pushed back my hair. And he said, as soon as he saw my face, he was like, she's gonna spew. And I was like, I'm gonna go have a cigarette. And I went over to the balcony and just started barfing my brains out. Just like couldn't stop. And the sweet little bartender came out and he was like, honey, you gotta go. You just Aww. Gotta go. He was like, go rinse your face off. You gotta go. And then we went to another bar. Yeah.
You jump split into vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, but I did it over the balcony. Nobody got hit. Like, I was a mess. A mess.
Is that the kind of thing you would cry about?
No, I don't remember crying at all that night. I remember being in a pretty good mood. I've never been like a drunk. My life is going. I'm right. always like, let's crank it up yeah. until I'm sick, and then just don't look at me.
Right.
So we drove home. Everything was like they probably got me Whataburger because I lived like right next mm-hmm. to a Whataburger. And I ended the night with Joseph holding my hair back, and I just like sat there just barfing my brains out, and there are all these pictures of Joseph like being so sweet and him looking fully together, like put together,
yeah.
fashionable, like not a hair out of place, looking like he wanted to die but being such a good friend.
He probably looked like those people that they used to send with when they signed new music artists, and they had to protect them from themselves.
Yeah.
Like you were the new singer,
yeah.
and she was like the A&R man.
No, I was like his Vince Neil. That night, but we're still all friends.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, it was a good one.
My 21st birthday story is so pathetic.
Oh, and I got fired the next day. Anyway,
hey, why? Related or unrelated?
Unrelated.
Really?
Well, I was
like, I don't need this place anymore. I'm 21.
Yeah, I was hungover and I was laying on my bed with it was one of those sunglasses hangovers. All my lights were out, still had my sunglasses on. And I remember my phone rang. I think I was probably supposed to be at work that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, like you were supposed to be here. And I was like, I have the flu. And they're like, we heard about last night. We don't need you to come in. And, but thank you for working here.
Which job was this?
It was like a mall job. And I was like,
what do you mean that we heard about last night?
Because everybody knew it was like this. Joseph and I worked together at this place.
Oh.
Not saying Joseph blabbed, not saying Joseph didn't blab.
Right.
But somebody saw me out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was Joseph. Joseph's not
Sounds like a hater.
Chatty dude. But somebody,
some
hater who wanted my hot job at Metro Park definitely saw me barfing over the balcony at rain and ratted me out to my manager, and I got fired. Anyways.
So you've, in a way, you've kind of lived Game of Thrones.
I've never even seen it, but maybe.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Sorry.
Well, it's funny that I said, was it related or unrelated? And you were like, unrelated. And then it was totally related.
Yeah, it was related,
it couldn't
I
be
guess.
More related.
Yeah.
Mine was, I was working at the Stress Factory Comedy Club. I was fairly new there, maybe less than a year working there. And I didn't really have any friends there. And I was working late.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned 21. I didn't even tell anybody. And we got out of work at like, I don't know, 12:30 or something. And I finally told, because I'd been begging for beer the whole time before I was 21 after shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sneak me one or two here and there.
Yeah.
But it was always like a thing. And then finally I was like so excited. I'm like, now I can drink staff beers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're $2 each. And so I was like, can I get a beer? And Lou, the bartender, was like, no. And I was like, bitch, I'm 21. I didn't say that. He would have punched me in the face. Lou was a hard ass. But I was like, sir, I'm 21. And he was like, oh. And he like gave me two beers, which was nice. And then everything was closed. We're like, I went out with like two other servers. And I didn't know how to drink yet. I was like trying to drink exciting.
Oh, I was a veteran by the time I hit 21.
I mean, I was too with beer. Here it was. I was good at drinking beer and shots. But mm-hmm. I was like, I'm 21 now. I can get whatever I want at a bar. So I'm going to order like fancy shit.
Uh-huh.
That was like the weird idea I had. So I ordered like a screwdriver or something
what?
Like that. Yeah. And then I was like, this sucks.
Because you were like, I'm 90 years old and it's breakfast time at a fancy...
Look, I've never known how to live life.
What a wild order. That makes no sense in the world.
I pounded one screwdriver and felt sick and then that was it and I went home.
Yeah, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
I do
remember being almost 20, looking out the window with my four roommates in our college apartment. Across the street at kids waiting in line to go into Old Queens, it was called, the college bar across the street. And I was like, we have so much fun getting beer illegally, and we have so much fun partying in our house, and it's like, we slide down the stairs on surfboards. Everything's fun
mm-hmm.
about drinking when we drink. Why the hell does anyone go to a bar, pay all that money, and just stand there and get drunk and talk to people? That seems so boring. You know what? I'm never doing it. And then the day after my 21st birthday, I started going to bars and went every day forever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah. So.
I never didn't understand the allure of bars.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know how to have fun.
I love a dive bar. I've mm-hmm. always loved a dive bar. I feel...
Fancy bars make me feel so weird.
Yeah, unless I'm, like, having a fancy moment, I feel like, ugh, like I've got to really police my talk.
Yeah.
Because I just know I'm going to spit one too many wiener jokes, and I'm going to make one of these fancy people real mad.
You sound like you're at a British horse racing event.
Yeah. Although we've been to some good fancy ones. Every once in a while, it's nice to do something fancy,
mm-hmm.
to be fancy. Fancy bars have the best snacks.
That's true. If I had a dive bar, I'd name it something fancy.
The
as
Martini
a joke.
Bar and the Bellagio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's good, some good snacking right there.
What would do? Have you ever thought about what you'd name a dive bar if you had a bar?
No.
It'd be fun to name it like Pearl Clutchers or something like.
I know. That reminds me of my favorite. Well, rest in peace. M'lady's was my favorite.
Oh, that's great.
It was my favorite dive bar in New York. I don't know what it is now. It's mm-hmm. been gone for a while, but it was so gross.
I love that. M'lady's.
M'lady's. And I would go there at lunchtime and drink beers during cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
And then go cut people's hair.
Nice.
Yeah.
In Philly, there was a place called Frank's, which doesn't sound that interesting until you realize that they had the from top to bottom, inside and out, all the walls had murals of different famous Franks.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
What a theme.
I know. So it was like Frank Sinatra.
A conceptual, weird.
Frankenstein.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess he's a Frank.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Like, yeah, it was pretty crazy. Well, birthdays are great.
They are.
I don't feel the thing you're supposed to feel or people joke about where it's like, don't talk about it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
It's fun that I'm turning 40, but I don't really, it doesn't matter to me.
I'm like, it's just another year and a few more units of Botox for me.
Exactly. I mean, my knees and ankles hurt and I don't know why, but I'm not going to get it checked out.
Yeah.
Because fuck it, I'm 40.
Yeah, man.
Well, I look forward to dinner with you.
Thank you.
And...
happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there any other birthday memories that you have that you forgot to tell?
I think we've hit all of the major ones.
Yeah, I can't remember another one that was huge. I do remember one summer, every kid went to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like, that was like a party that like eight kids did. So I saw Bill and Ted's eight times in the theater.
Wow.
When it came out, yeah.
That's something.
I know.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I was waiting for the... And one more thing.
No, that's it. I know you were waiting for it. But I'm trying to improve as a person, and I'm no longer doing one more thing. I'm no longer Columbo.
All right. Well, happy birthday, and...
Peace. And if it's your birthday at home, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you crazy Geminis.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. The soft spot.
Star Brains Avenue, a podcast network.